When you're traveling, a language barrier can be a challenge, but ultimately the stakes are usually pretty low. When you're experiencing a medical emergency, a language barrier can be frustrating at best and life-threatening at worst. Dr. Kevin Coleman and his colleagues at the Grand River Hospital in Rifle, Colorado, have been in that situation all too often over the years. About a third of the rural population the hospital serves is Spanish-speaking, but a lot of the doctors who work there aren't fluent Spanish speakers. So they've relied on ad hoc translation, often provided by patients' family members, to get by. But now, a specialized medical translation program with trained interpreters is changing everything. And Dr. Coleman is hoping its success might inspire other hospitals to follow suit. He is the chief medical officer at Grand River Hospital, and we reached him in Rifle, Colorado.
Dr. Coleman, before this program was up and running, how often were you and your team having to deal with language barriers?
Our family docs in our rural clinics were addressing those concerns on a daily basis, you know, about every third or fourth patient.
And so how would you try to mitigate those barriers and try to make sure the lines of communication were as clear as possible?
We had several different methods, many of which were not super effective. You know, we had a language service provider on an iPad that we utilized quite frequently. A lot of times getting that set up in a timely manner when you had a really busy clinic was a problem. We did have Spanish-speaking staff that we would pull into the room on occasion, but they really did not have the formal training in medical terminology that was as effective as it could have been. And then finally, worst-case scenarios, we would use family members to help us with interpretation.
And when you say family members, and I can imagine, because you see it happening, certainly, we're talking about young people, children even, right?
Yeah, teenagers typically, children of mom or dad, because they are fluent in English, would come in, you know, a lot of times siblings or extended relatives. But they're not trained in medical terminology. They were not equipped to really kind of get the information to their loved one in a kind of concise, correct manner.
What was the moment or the case, if there was one, that made you decide that something had to change, that all of those piecemeal, you know, measures you were trying to use and had been using were not going to be enough?
COVID was a real eye-opener for our community. You know, there was a lot of information getting spread around about the disease, the vaccine, the treatment options, the way to kind of prevent getting it. And, you know, it just was not being received in our Spanish-speaking community. So what we did is we went on Spanish radio up and down the valley, just kind of help disseminate that information. And to us, I think a real light bulb moment came that if that's happening with COVID, you know, are we really being as effective as we could be otherwise in the clinic on a day-to-day basis?
And so the program came together. For our listeners, how does it work? What did you do to change things in your clinic?
We started with focus groups. So we got a lot of our Hispanic community into one room and we kind of just talked to them like, you know, what's working, what isn't, you know, what are your concerns? You know, they really didn't like the language service provider that we had on iPad. It felt very impersonal. And certainly we knew the barriers with family or staff that wasn't trained in getting good, accurate information across that language barrier. So they also said they wanted to come to our hospital, but they felt like that barrier was just more than they wanted to overcome. So that was a real eye-opener. We hired a full-time interpreter coordinator for the Spanish community, and then we have a couple other full-time interpreters that help with that. And then on top of that, we have 40 to 60 bilingual staff that we sent through a program where they did learn medical terminology for Spanish interpretation. They had to complete that course in order to get kind of certified to help our providers with interpretation for our community. And then we also kind of set up schedules. We would see who's coming in the next day for their care, and we would make sure that we had a qualified interpreter available for the whole entire visit.
And how have you seen it change things for your patients?
You can tell that the communication is much improved. Good communication builds trust. trust gives follow through gives better outcomes. So we're seeing that across the spectrum. It's been overwhelmingly positive. We've kept those community focus groups together. We meet on a regular basis with them just to kind of get continued feedback. They'd like to see us expand the services even to our rehab department, to our emergency department after hours, our hospital overnight. It feels good.
We've certainly spoken to healthcare providers in the United States and across Canada as well, who talk often about how under-resourced their spaces and their teams are. We hear it over and over again. What is your message to doctors or administrators who might hear this and say, sounds like a lovely idea, but also expensive? We just don't have the money.
It's an important thing to make work because it matters. My daughter's a physician. She's in residency right now, and she says they have two interpreters for the entire hospital system. And she's taken notes as to what we're doing at our little hospital, and she sees that the way we're delivering care is a much better way.
And how does what you've spent or put into place for this program compare to those translation apps and the tablets?
We've had significant savings in not utilizing those language apps. You know, there's overhead, of course, by hiring folks. And every one of our qualified interpreters do get a pay raise. That costs money. But when you look at good communication and the follow through, I think there's a healthcare savings, one, for our community over by and large. And number two, you know, more of the Spanish-speaking communities are using our hospital for their healthcare needs. So that's a win as well.
And I wonder if you would imagine in medical school, doctor, that given the makeup of your country or wherever doctors might be working, knowing more than one language would be an asset and maybe a requirement going forward. Would that help as well, do you think, long term?
Yeah, I think we have to really think this through. You know, when my daughter, she expressed to me that she wanted to be a physician, I actually sent her to the Dominican Republic to stay with a family so she could be immersed in the language, because I knew, at least in our state, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for her to have meaningful conversations with patients. Yeah, I do think that as a country, we need to understand that kind of the base of what good healthcare is communication, and we're not doing it the way we need to be doing it.
Dr. Coleman, I appreciate this. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much for your time.
Dr. Kevin Coleman is the chief medical officer at the Grand River Health Hospital in Rifle, Colorado. That's where we reached him.